cute kids and shit like that, and they be like, "Oh, my kid is adorable, but also my kid is fucking possessed, and now I have to kill." I feel like it's inciting killing kids because you're either like thinking about like I have to off my kid if you're possessed. Like it's nothing I could do. I'm not going through the ropes of getting a priest. All this shit.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stacks.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. White people class in the building. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering what's going on with Nas, this is why you don't smoke cigarettes at 12 years old and up until, what, 29?
20?
Now?
No, I'm still 26. I'm still, you know, but we're going to get into that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Vince, what else should they do?
Make sure you get into the comments. Give us some feedback on the episode. Let us know what you thought. You know, make sure you on YouTube and you getting into the comments as well. We need the engagement. We could definitely benefit from it. Make sure you sharing us on all platforms with your family, your aunties, your cousins, your coworkers, whoever. Find us on TikTok, on Instagram, on Apple Pods, and on Spotify.
Yeah. And nonetheless, we have our favorite part kind of the show. We have the Zordon of the motherfucking pod. White people claps for the Zordon of the pod.
What's up, y'all?
I'm sorry, we didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Those are black people claps. What's up, y'all?
More white people claps for real.
I'm with the black power.
Show. You feel me?
I'm with the black power. Down for
the thing. Nonetheless, my voice is fucked for the weekend. My voice is fucked. We can get a little bit into our lives or anything to describe that. Go ahead.
I know y'all looking and y'all like, well, where do you think is that? We back in the old little pot.
Yeah.
I think it's good for us. Like, you know, every once in a while, every, you know, once part of the year or annually to hop back into our old stumping grounds, get familiar with where we were from, and then, you know, get back started into the new thing.
Yeah.
Because that's
what it is. It does feel good coming back in here because it does. This is where all the moments happen. It does give you a good feeling like this was good moments in this building before we moved to the other space. And a lot of people probably was like, I love this space and where y'all was at and, you know, all that shit. But it does give a good feeling. Sharice was in here once. This is before we really got her together.
I was in here a good two times.
You was in here twice? When?
About twice. It was one time with Yolanda and everybody. And it was another time where it was just us.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
We were kind of like vetting her out a little bit, making sure she was safe around the camera equipment and everything, making sure she wasn't steal it again and, you know, things of that nature. Hey, we're just saying, you know, we know you have a history and a past, and this is a safe space.
This is defamation of character.
Is it a safe space? It's not.
It's never a safe space for real.
It's never been a safe space.
They tell you guys it's a safe space for awkward thoughts, but it's very much not a safe space.
It's a safe space to us. my voice is, I know y'all probably like, what the fuck is wrong with his voice? It was homecoming weekend, man. And you know, I had a ball. I was with my fraternity. We was, you know, hooping and hollering and, you know, shit like that. I feel old saying that. I'm not gonna lie.
We them old niggas. I'm an old head.
Some old heads,
what you talking about? I'm
y'all
an old,
some old
head.
For sure.
I look at it now like I'm going to miss going to homecoming in my 20s. Like, now when I get to them ages, it's like, oh, we going to the Marriott.
We going to the casino.
Literally. And I'm not with that next phase of homecoming, that part of homecoming.
The maturity.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you a little too old to be doing this, sir.
Exactly. Like, I think the reckless drinking ain't going to be the same years later.
But honestly,
maybe.
I feel like they worse when they old. I done seen them old folks cut
them old
the fuck
people
up
don't give a fuck when they old and drunk.
okay, get to their little old little swerves and everything like that from 1978. I'm
trying to
it.
Dip in that little
come
Ethel.
On now, little Bertha.
But nonetheless, I was very overstimulated with all the hugs that I was getting through homecoming. Man. I am hugged out.
Do you tend to hug a lot of people during homecoming?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, oh, I haven't seen you in a long time. But it's like, you know what it is about homecoming? Germs don't exist. That's what it is.
We
sharing
did say
bottles.
Fuck the pandemic like it didn't happen.
Lie. None of you motherfuckers who gave me a hug better not have COVID because I did have a little tickle in my throat.
Well, I don't think that was.
I'll beat your ass.
They don't call it homecoming for nothing.
Homecoming. Okay.
I were covered up this year. I will say that. People were dressed.
People looked really nice
this year. I will say that. People were dressed up. Motherfucker said, I'm out this bitch this year. And it was hot. I think people were expecting it to be cold or something. It was hot as fuck this year.
Nah, people had that shit on. Yeah. I will say that. Everybody looked the fuck good. You know, people had that shit on. I was proud
Some
of everybody.
Some people didn't.
Some people definitely didn't.
But some people look like students. Like, they was like, nigga, this another day.
It was a small part of people who did not look good.
It was a lot of people.
I hate the ice cream shaped ones that be in a little ass
I seen a lot of ice creams.
When they ass shaped like an ice cream cup. And they be in them little ass booty shorts. And it's like,
I ain't gonna lie. I seen somebody with some booty shorts that was all that them shorts was all up in that ass. I said, you know damn well you a little too old for them shorts to be as high as they is.
I seen some lace lifting too.
You know, I think that's customary when you drink it like that. You get lazy to lift.
I seen some lace lifting before the liquor.
It was hot though. I'm gonna give the ladies the fact that it was hot.
Nope.
I am. That shit, that glue that got to be ain't going.
Everybody can't
down.
Do braids, Sheree. Everybody can't get a little braid. Motherfucker said, I'm trying to be out there with the 32 inches. And they But
do it right.
That fucking makeup was sweating.
Yeah, that melting.
I would say that though. Motherfuckers need to, you know, be a little humble and chill a little bit.
Well, I mean, if that's your stuff, you know what I'm saying?
You need to use whatever the fuck you need to use to keep it on there. Yeah, because that shit, you hug a motherfucker, now you got half their face on your shit now. Somebody be like, I like the design, bro.
And this whole time,
it's somebody's face.
Yeah. It's somebody Rihanna lipstick shit in there, Fenty Beauty.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I need everybody to, like, what is it? Not take a shower or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a shower. Because if I still see that fucking stamp or marker that from the last party we have,
then I know something.
I know something up.
I know something.
I know something.
You a dirty motherfucker.
You motherfuckers
nasty.
Motherfuckers rode from Friday to Sunday with the same shit and was just like, you know what? I'm here. Yeah. I'm on this.
Mm-hmm.
Every little event, they said, look, nigga, I was lit this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. You ain't never
it's
seen
nobody. It's still here.
Yeah. I'm turned. Are we getting too old?
We are getting too old, but it's just like, it's just our bodies is not doing that shit no more.
We took a nap during homecoming, during the tailgate. Like, we walked around, we did everything. We was there from like 11 to 4. At like 4 o'clock, we was like, we hit it back to the car.
My thing is, it was hot as shit.
Man,
did you have your car running?
No. So look, what I did was, we parked over in the grassy area. And so we just opened both doors and rolled the windows down. It was cool as fuck. It was a nice little cool breeze. And we was just laid out in the car.
It was not a damn breeze.
I'm telling
until,
you.
Like,
but you got to think. I'm over
it
by
trees. It was a
tree.
Little breeze.
Yeah,
no, the fuck
I'm
it
over
wasn't.
By trees and stuff, though. And I'm over there. I'm behind Speedway. Over there in the grassy area. Literally right behind Speedway. It's nothing but trees. Trees bring like a breeze to you or whatever. Yeah. And so, and they cooled the little area down. We was cool as a motherfucker. I slept right there for like a little hour and a half. Woke back up and got right back to it. Niggas is getting old though. I think that's what it is.
And it's like I don't ever want to see a Don Julio bottle again in my goddamn life.
Listen, why it make you do that?
I think honestly, a lot of the conversations I did not mean. 9 times out of 10, it was Don Julio speaking for me. And that's what it was.
You better stand on that shit.
That Don took over.
No, listen. It's some because it's been bullshit. Like, not saying you just talk people deep to people for no reason.
Yeah.
That's what
it was a lot of deep talking.
Hey, bro. I ain't had
that. It was I had a lot of deep talking. People like hugged me for like 5 minutes. Like, I just love you.
Yeah.
I said, damn, I love you too, man.
Yep.
It gets a little overstimulating.
Okay, yeah.
After.
I will say people, they do. I like that though. I ain't gonna lie. Because it'd be like, we needed this.
No, and then
it, especially like, I don't know. I feel like as men, we don't hug a lot. So it'd be like, seeing one of your bros, like I seen a lot of my sons this homecoming, and niggas was just like, bro, niggas miss you, bro.
I love it.
It's been too long. I did have to press a nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
I had to press a nigga. I had to get into the wedding.
I'm gonna put this out there, and I'm
on your ass, Puckett.
Let's get it down to the facts and the fucking whatever. Our listeners don't know who the fuck Puckett is, but we know who the fuck Puckett is, and if we don't. Mm-hmm. Me and this guy right here don't get a fucking ticket or what I'm talking about. An invitation. And I don't mean that like that invitation shit where they be like giving the little, I don't want no flyer ass invitation.
I don't want no word of mouth.
Nothing. I want that shit to come.
I want
with,
official.
Literally. I want that shit to come with two dubs carrying that box and a video when I open that bitch up with something that I like in the middle as a surprise and y'all saying, hey, y'all been cordially invited to our wedding.
That shit need to be an Ivy Park box. I need to be invited cordially by you, and I need to be unboxing that shit, recording it.
Literally. It needs, actually, we need the red carpet rolled out for your wedding because I feel like it's not fair for us that we can't see you get married. I don't give a fuck how much you spending on that wedding.
They're delusional.
Nigga.
I feel like that's going to be a beautiful wedding. I am so happy for them.
Is.
I'm not going to
lie. It is. It's good seeing HBCU love. That's what it really be about now. Too. Seeing besides all the like the sneaky link, because that's what it is. Yeah. The homecoming. It's like sneaky links, this, and this, and that. But when you have found the love
come
at HBCU, you know what I mean?
HBCU love story.
So shout out to them. If y'all want to send some money, donate to their wedding. Y'all can send it to our cash.
Yeah,
shout out to Young Black Love.
Besides all that, last thing I want to do, it was your birthday weekend. How do you feel about getting closer to 30 than you already are? How was that for you?
I don't know why. It seemed like everybody keep putting this pressure on it, like, oh, you getting older, and it's like, nigga, I've been getting older my whole life.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like,
if you put
I'm
it
not
like
doing
that,
shit.
It's right.
I don't know. It's so much pressure on 30.
Yeah.
It's so much pressure on that shit, bro.
But it's like, there's nothing going to, like, okay, don't get me wrong. I am thinking to myself, like, nigga, let's get our shit together. It's time to get our shit together. But I say this to myself every year. I've always been like, let's get our shit together. But I don't know. It's like, maybe niggas feel like after 30 shit do change, and I do feel like after 30 you should have some shit together, but I don't know. I'm not trying to feel pressured by it. I don't feel like age is like something that I need to be scared of. Like, I'm getting older, and that's a beautiful thing. Like, my grandpa made it to like 98 or something. I hope I get to make it to that, and I hope I get to see like the legacy that I built or create or whatever. I ain't scared of it. Shit.
I just don't want to be 90 and in pain. That'd be my thing.
Yeah, but that's why certain things, you got to, you know, take steps right now to make sure.
I'm in pain now.
And that's what I was telling somebody, because I brought one of my students down for homecoming, and I'm like, look, bro. Like, I'm like, I got to sit down for a minute. My knees and shit cracking. And I was telling him, like, bro, after 25, shit hurt. It just is. You wake up one day. I got this fucking chain. This pain in my back. I ain't
never felt this before.
It's like, this shit ain't leaving. Okay. What the fuck?
I'm finna get them life alert things in a minute. Cause shit.
No, but in the voice of the season of Halloween and stuff like that, I seen the thing of do Halloween movies traumatize the kids? Like, you know, when the kids are in there, do you think when they're filming it,
like
do
the
it
child
traumatize?
Actors?
Yeah, the child actors traumatized. Do they get traumatized while filming it?
I feel like they do. I know it traumatized me as a kid in general. My sister, when I was a kid, my sister made me watch, like, what is it, Child's Play.
Really?
Oh, my fucking goodness, Sharice.
And she literally, no, but I was literally like 4 or 3, and she like made me sit in front of the TV and watch it. Scaring me. It still scares me to this day.
My thing is,
I don't fuck with it.
I think even as an adult, like, I would get scared. like filming it, because it's like, but also it's like going into these spaces, like to make it look either scary or we have to go to this abandoned building where we're acting like we're conjuring something and we're
that's
acting
scary
like
as hell. Yeah. Can you imagine being on a set of The Exorcist?
And you know, like in a lot of situations, I feel like it's how you explain it to the kid, because I know like Drew Barrymore, when she was on E.T., she thought E.T. was a real fucking thing. Yeah. So if I thought this nigga was real and y'all were making it seem like this shit is real, I could see trauma there. But then you do have some people where it's like, yeah, the scene looks scary. There's a little dark, scary part. Mm-hmm. But you see cameraman, your mom, your father and shit, and you've met the actor. So like, I know they did interviews with the kids from It and like It Chapter 1 and 2. And they were talking about how some of this shit was scary, but like for the most part, you in a set full of people and like you are already working through the scene multiple times, so you ain't really. But I think it might also play a part in age and just your development.
Yeah,
my thing is, I think that horror films develop like birth control, because it doesn't like paint kids in a good light when you do watch horror films. That makes me not want kids watching horror films, because kids do pop up out of fucking nowhere, and I would hate for my kid to, like, I don't want to feel like I'm scared to come in my house because my kid is possessed.
Oh, yeah, and they do paint kids to be bad.
It's certain shit, like, if my kid was to do that little shit where it's like, they want to talk to us, bitch, you gotta go. You going with your mama.
I'm like, fuck you, bitch, fuck those kids.
That's what I got. Certain, and, like, I just watched The Hills Have Eyes, and that's, like, one of the scariest movies I've ever watched for the most part.
Is that the one with the goat in it?
No, that's the cannibals in the mountains and shit, and they come down, they kill, and you know, But that shit scares me. Yeah, that was like the first movie that gave me nightmares. But the motherfucker took their baby and took that motherfucker into the mountains. I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't think I could have went into the mountains after that motherfucker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He would have just been there. I couldn't have did that. Certain shit, and so like. With kids, I don't know. Fuck them
kids,
niggas.
I don't know. I don't think kids should know. We should put a boycott on kids being like the center of focus of attention. Because it'd be like cute kids and shit like that. And they'd be like, oh, my kid is adorable, but also my kid is fucking possessed. And now I have to kill. I feel like it's inciting killing kids. Because you're either like thinking about like, I have to off my kid. If you're possessed, like it's nothing I could do. I'm not going through the ropes of getting a priest, all this shit. Either the house is yours, or I'm killing you.
I'm sending that nigga to his grandparents.
How far would you go to save your kid?
No, not far at all.
Damn. Listen, when it come to people, when it come to humans, I go far. When it come to them spirits and shit, Jesus is going to be your fighter. I'm tagging him, and he's going to be... Literally, I know my place... I'm not overstepping. I'm going to let God fight
Jesus
for
gotta
you.
Jesus got to handle that. Jesus fix it.
But honestly, in scary movies, like, they make me not want to live by myself either. Because I don't like the, like, I be door dashing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I might do leave my car just so, like, on and then just, you know, do what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I still think, like, it might be somebody that hops in the backseat on some, like, and then, like, come up, like, pop up and shit. I really be so paranoid doing that shit at night, but especially during this season. Like, if you got shit on your lawn, like that little scary
shit.
Them
little gnomes and shit, and just the head of house shit. No. When you doing deliveries and shit, that shit is freaky as fuck in the middle of the night, especially in the little farm areas.
Yes, bro.
That is not no shit you want to pull up. And then some people, you know, these motherfuckers don't know how to do like scary shit correctly. Mm-hmm. People got six senses. So you pull up, you see a motherfucker hanging from a tree. Bitch, I ain't gonna lie.
They going a little too crazy with these Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
A little too crazy.
Motherfuckers is going all out. I will say that.
White people love Halloween.
Because I think they, you know, it plays in a part of their little sadistic behavior.
I believe that.
Get a little off. They be like, all right, you know, I get to, you know, show my little dark
they
side.
They love that shit.
I know, like, when I watch the shit, too, I know the dude who played Pennywise. When he did this thing where he always tried to be, like, really, really nice to the kids and shit, like, with makeup on and everything so that they wouldn't be scared of him with the makeup and shit, too. That nigga, I don't think I would have went for that, like,
I don't
as
see,
a kid.
Sometimes I don't see the people's fears in clowns. I don't understand.
Did
like,
you ever watch It, like, the original one?
I never watched the original It. But that's why. I grew up having birthday parties with, and people had birthday parties. So them people that used to like Wu-Tang and all that shit, like I'm thinking that's what clowns, the Soul Circus, that's my introduction to clowns. So I never understood like why people was like so bent out of shape about clowns.
Clowns at a birthday party was always some white people shit to me. I never thought that was a real thing. I thought that was just some TV shit. Cause what the fuck is he doing at the birthday
party?
Nigga,
you talking about what the fuck is a clown? Black people was worse. We got a Chucky that's 6'5", dancing the fuck around with this big ass head. That's more traumatizing.
I'd literally rather see that shit than a clown. Okay, this nigga's in a costume. I know that. I'm like, okay, come on, nigga, do the jerk or whatever. This clown, what the fuck is he doing here? Why he got on makeup and a wig?
I'm not gonna lie. See, like if a kid now seeing like Bluey on TV and then seeing Bluey at their birthday party, I would freak the fuck out too.
God damn.
I know damn well Bluey and motherfucker.
It's Bluey over there smoking a black and mild.
That shit for real, bro.
Bro, yeah, when the fucking characters his and shit be falling off in front of the kids and the kids.
Kids be tripping.
Oh my God.
Kids definitely be tripping off that shit. But I've never been scared of mascots. Like nothing scares me most of like.
My sister was scared of clowns for sure. I don't get it either though. Clowns, yeah.
Look, bro. My godmother, she used to do this weird shit where she got off on like not getting off.
That sounds crazy.
She used to scare niggas She used to like, we'll be in the basement doing laundry and shit. I'd be riding my bike around like the little water heater. I'm on like a little tricycle and shit. I get to the fucking side where it's darker at. And the moment I hit that side, she runs up the stairs, locks me down there, and like, oh, Pennywise is down there. So the fear is built in. I feel like it's built into you.
I ain't gonna lie. It is built into you. Because I remember when I was a kid, my best friend's auntie used to, they had like a basement that was super scary, and it had like a little, it looked like a dungeon, but her auntie used to lock us in there. It used to scare the shit out of us.
And with shit like that, if it looked scary as fuck, like it looked that shit. My grandparents, I don't know why, but they basement always looked scary to me. It just always looked like some medieval shit took place down
there.
That's
exactly how I looked.
Yeah, you know that floating head from Courage of the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah,
I had a dream that nigga was down there before.
Hell no.
Mm-mm. I've always been like, I don't see the enjoyment in it though.
What?
Like with people's enjoyment of scaring kids like that.
Like what the fuck?
I get it. Cause I scare my nieces and nephews, but I don't want it to go too far. Cause I think like to an extent you gotta be careful with shit cause you don't want to traumatize kids or overly traumatize them.
Yeah.
And like, even though I did like being scared, I didn't like being scared like that. Cause I just felt like I felt vulnerable in them situations, and it did feel like, oh, somebody else was down here or something else was going on. And, like, I had to have a conversation with her when I got older, too, because I was like, you used to lock me in closets and shit. You used to do, like, some really scary shit, and it wasn't funny. And, like,
do you think it was
racism? No. No, motherfucker. Because my godmother's white, but no. I really don't think it was that. I just think it was her being ignorant of the situation and just thinking the shit was hilarious. And yeah, but she apologized. That was the first apology I got.
Janine didn't apologize. Janine, if you're watching this,
fuck you
for that.
Small thing, and we can move on. Small thing. Why did we think the cover was ever going to protect us from any fucking entity?
Because it did.
It was like a,
no,
I don't
the fuck
know.
It,
the cover it was a safe place.
Us. No, remember that one fucking movie where they put the, and the shit was in the covers?
Which like one they has lived? Been a lot of those.
I know, but yeah. Was it The Grudge? I don't know if it was The Grudge.
It was. The Grudge was in there. It's been a lot of them. But, I mean, that is a thing. But the thing is, you can't look for it either. You got to know if some shit, you think it's some shit in the room, you put the motherfucking covers over you, and you close your eyes until you fall asleep. Until that shit go away.
That shit probably be like, crazy. Now you
that
now,
shit, they be on the side of the bed like,
now, motherfucker, you gotta get out that cover.
Because when I get out this bitch, it's
okay,
up.
It's up. I'm killing your ass.
That shit used to scare the fuck out of me, though. I used to watch so much scary shit. I used to, like, try to outthink shit. I used to be like, yo, if it's some shit in the room, I'm not gonna acknowledge it. I'm gonna ignore it. And then I'm gonna scoot away silently. And then run out the front door. You gotta just know how to plan shit.
I just still, I got fears of the dark, so I still run quick as fuck up them stairs. I like light. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's funny as fuck.
I turn on them lights before I go up them stairs, so yeah. I make sure. Unless, because my thing is, the way our fucking blinds is fucked up, so if you want to donate to the fucking Cash App and take us up out the fucking hood. But our blinds is fucked up, so the moonlight and shit shines in. And so I be like, there's an old man sitting on that fucking couch.
Yeah. I'm gonna walk every time down. I'm at y'all house, I feel like someone is staring at me while I'm asleep or something.
They probably
like that.
Is.
I feel like that.
So I'm scrolling on Facebook, and you know, Facebook always got some dumb shit to say. Mm-hmm. But I saw something that I feel like a lot of niggas do kind of resonate with, or at least this is their way of thinking. And it said basically, delete every song off of your phone except for one song. And that's what it's like to date one person. Like, that is what it's like to date one person.
Damn.
I kind of... go ahead. I'm sorry.
Charisse, you said damn. That did
like, just one song?
Yeah. But people tried to say that's the equivalent of dating one person.
Damn, that's why people hold. Because even if it's my favorite song, I don't want to listen to that shit all the time for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I be listening to songs. I've been on car rides where that one song be repeating for hours.
But for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life? No, I would. That's why other people exist. And I feel like this is why mistress and shits exist.
Yeah, side.
Because you need some excitement sometimes. You need somebody to say, hey, let me give you some pussy because your at home pussy is not hitting the same. And then when you do hit that side pussy, you say, I don't really need this. But I'm going to go home to what I'm used to.
Let me go back to that old song.
That old song that make you feel good when
Come
you don't.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's so sacred to be intertwined in your marriage, because it's always going to be another song that's more popular than the song you got.
That's fucked up. Oh my God.
But I do think, when I think about that, I think there are too many people who do think, like, okay, dating one person is that feeling. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, like, how you said, it's not really that. I think we got to get up out of that kind of mindset or way of thinking that only dating one person is one song. I feel like it's more so, it's not just one song. I feel like when you dating one person, especially when you find that person that you want to date, it's finding that one song that you can play anytime. Or that one song that you can listen to for any moment that you in. Or that one song that you ever get a song, like you just end up scrolling through some shit and you find that song and that shit hit you in the moment and that's all you can play for a long ass time. Mm-hmm. That's what that date and that one person feel like. It's not just the oh, I've already heard this song. It's that constant feeling of always feeling that for that first time. Like you know how it feel to hear the song for the first time again? Mm-hmm. That's that feeling of dating the same person over and over again.
But have you ever had a playlist that hit every time?
Like a
No, actually, but look though. Right now, I don't have a playlist. I just have all my songs. All my songs are out and open. I don't have an actual playlist, but my shit hit. I don't have to do too much skipping. Everything that I listen to, I play. Everything I play, I listen to.
You know, something that's repetitive all the time is kind of like, all right. You know, you get irritated sometimes. I'm not saying that you're irritated with the person and as a whole, you know, but sometimes you will get irritated.
I don't like that, though, too. I'm agree to your point. Only because it's people be settling. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And people settle because of age. Mm-hmm. People, like, time doesn't exist. And it's the most valuable thing you got. Like, nobody's telling you to rush into this relationship. If you love this person, if you can't see yourself with this person, there's no reason why y'all should be in it. Like, y'all shouldn't even be having the title of a boyfriend and a girlfriend. To me. To me. Because it's no mate. If we just are in like of each other, and if we're not in emotions, because a relationship is built to make a marriage.
Of course.
So if we're not in the actions, especially, like, whatever you're trying to do, if you're not in the actions of making... this a long-lasting thing, what are we doing this for, honestly?
It's not off topic, but speaking of long lasting things, today is my parents' anniversary.
Shout out to them.
They've been married for 40 years.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Shout out to them.
So hopefully that's in my future.
But I do think people are scared of that, like in a sense. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to bring it back to what you were saying.
I was basically saying, like, people settle because of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, I think people do settle in a way. But I also don't think people settle. I feel like people settle with the wrong things. Mm-hmm. People settle and feel like, okay, there are people who, yeah, I won't ever find another person like this, or I won't ever be able to find love or whatever. Those are people who do settle. But then there are people who, it's not like you getting into a relationship and finding that person isn't settling.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes that's what you need as a person. And even if that marriage only lasts 10 years, again, you get something from that. Or you should have gotten something from that within that time. We need to be able to take the time that we have with people and appreciate and value it. And not look at it like, what am I getting? Not necessarily, what am I getting from you? Because it is, what am I getting from you? But there needs to be value there already for you to feel like when you leave it, you don't feel like you settled. Too many people are waiting for that bad bitch. And it's like,
I know I'm waiting for that.
But it's like, you hear me? It's like you have a bad bitch at home and you don't realize it. Too many niggas is out here, and too many women is out here waiting for that raw ass nigga or that badass bitch. And it's like, you have that at home. You got that in your community. You got that where you are, and you're looking for it somewhere else. And again, it goes with what we was just saying about qualities and shit. You letting that person, how they look, check your boxes versus how that person is and who they are. That's the difference between settling. When you say, oh, I'm going to take care of this woman because she looks good as fuck right now, because she's the best thing that's out there right now, you settled, my nigga. You did not.
That is true.
Yeah.
I will say that, because, like, people will settle for somebody who's fine as hell, but they treat them like shit.
Yes.
You feel me? But they fine, though.
You got people who getting fucked the way they want to get fucked, but getting treated like shit. You
settle. That's settling. That's true.
You got motherfuckers who got the baby daddy, who got the kid, all that, everything that you always wanted, but he's still out here in the streets, and you still with him.
I get
you
that.
Settled.
You settled. People don't look at that type of settling.
They don't.
What I was saying just to that too, just to add on a little bit more to that. I think when you said, like, when people feel as though, like, they settled or they had a moment of, like, regret or anything like that, and I always tell people, like, with any situation that I've been in, or, like, the right person, wrong time, I don't believe in that. I think that's a concept for, like, bullshit, yeah, honestly. And I look at it because it's, like, that was the right time for y'all to meet. Because either you were doing bad right now and you had to recognize that this wasn't going to be healthy for your next couple of relationships, and that person either did, or it could have been healthy for the both of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think we kind of marry the moments a lot of times, or romanticize the moments, and then they say, oh, well, these types of things deem me to be bonded with this person because of these moments. And necessarily it's not. How do I want to say it? How do I want to end that? It's just not, I don't want to say realistic, but that's kind of in my head, my forefront of the head. I think I lost my point.
I don't know if I had picked up your whole point, but I would say people who, people who are in those situations, though, what did you open up with?
I opened up with people, the right person, wrong time.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. I don't believe that there's a right person, wrong time, or anything. I do think sometimes people intentionally decide to be with the wrong person because, once again, you fit these other boxes. Again, I'm settling with you. I know that you're not shit. I know that you are not going to be somebody who is for me or somebody who's going to love me the way I'm actually asking to be loved. But you... My homegirls say you look good. My homegirls all after you. Or all my homeboys want you. And all my homeboys is on your heels and shit. And they all think that you are this type of person. But in reality, you doing this. Or in reality, you can't count. You can't fucking read. And you're not a good person at heart. So again, I'm settling, or I'm choosing these things. So it's not about a right person, wrong time. Some people, some things is like you just not mature enough for a certain situation sometimes. Right. And sometimes it's like you were so immature that you chose to stay in a situation that you knew wasn't healthy for yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. Not to pivot, but a little pivot.
Yeah.
Good. Have y'all ever heard this song by Deborah Cox? Nobody's Supposed to Be Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you hear that song, what you think?
That Vine. Mm-hmm. I think of Vine every time.
But like, what you think of the song? Just like, what kind of song do that? What kind of song is that?
Nobody's supposed to be here.
I think she's cheating.
I tried that love thing for the last time.
And so, yes, I was in the fucking car. We've been listening to that song wrong, and it's because of hood bitches. And I hate to say that, but y'all fuck the song up for us. Y'all, this song is about finding love and accepting it. And you motherfuckers been singing the song. When I get introduced to the song, it's hood bitches singing this song about a nigga who left them.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, but I'm always associated with a nigga who wasn't shit. But she's saying love. How did you get here? I wasn't supposed to be open for this, but look, you here.
But like,
she was
fighting it.
Yes,
she was fighting.
But she said, "How did you get here?
Damn,
you was here.
Nobody's supposed to be here,
but you here.
The whole time, I thought she was just sneaking dick.
See,
go ahead, Deborah.
Her bitches is fucking up good music.
Go ahead, Deborah.
Hey, man, fuck y'all hood bitches for that.
Right.
And remember they made the remix? Yeah. Bitch, I caught the bus.
Yes, I'm thinking this is a horrible ass. Like, I'm thinking this is one of them songs, a sad ass, depressing song. She literally in this bitch's affirmations and shit.
That's funny.
My heart said no.
I would have never made that.
Because I'm sitting in the car. Me and Cheyenne just talking about it, and I'm like, this is a little, a little banger.
I keep it on theme. We're keeping things on theme. I do want to talk about, since, everything's been kind of homecoming based, all that bullshit. But I do want to go into our safe space, and I want to talk about necessarily the awkwardness of flirting. Because I think people, men, I would say men, we don't really kind of grasp the intent of flirting, I think, mm-hmm. sometimes. I think that rejection shit plays a part, and I think we don't really pick up the signs of, like, my flirting is not really going too well. Because I'm a very corny flirter. I make my corny work for me. I might shoot a little corny jokes, and then I might say in it, that was corny, what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to lighten it up. Like, I know that it's corny, but now I'm just trying to give more to the situation.
I unintentionally flirt. Because I'm so serious. I'm a nigga who, like, I'm not doing it on purpose or anything, and I'm not even aware that it's happening until it's like, oh, this has gotten to that point or whatever. But it's like, I don't know. I'm funny. I'm thoughtful. Mm. I am. Okay. I'm funny. I'm thoughtful. And that shit get that shit going. And so
I feel like that too.
Yeah.
I feel like I unintentionally flirt. It's not, well, sometimes I intentionally do it. But I feel like if you got it, you got it.
Sharice was not unintentionally flirting during homecoming. I'm gonna let you know. She was
shooting her shot.
She was listening.
She said, I got that radar.
She was letting all them niggas.
Okay. You got your nigga snatchers on?
I seen a nigga just squeeze Sharice's butt.
And when he ain't fucking seen no shit like that. That nigga ain't seen no shit.
Sharice, not you.
See,
out here.
I hate when niggas do that.
You out here being fast.
You give a motherfucker an inch, they take
that's
a
your,
mile.
That's your little second little thing for homecoming,
though.
Homecoming
was great.
It was. But I do think, too, also the liquid courage thing does play a part. Mm. I'm not going to lie. It's moments even when... out there, I was like, I do want to talk to this woman, but I feel as though sober me right now can't loosen up enough to talk to this woman. So I felt like I needed something to give me an extra boost to kind of be like,
mm-hmm.
give me an excuse of like, oh, that wasn't me. Like, oh, I was intoxicated. Like, it gives you a benefit of the doubt.
I feel like it definitely enhances that confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It definitely does.
We need more interactions, like social interactions between men and women. This shit can be played on or at least practiced. Because me and Cheyenne be practicing flirting, and it'd be like, when we hilarious. Doing it intentionally, it's cringy as fuck.
Yeah, I remember I did that one time, and it was like I had like we would try to act like we didn't know each other. Mm-hmm. Like, where you from?
We be doing that. And we didn't got into that. Now it's not like, but it's like we be in a store, and it be me, her mom shopping, and mm-hmm. she'd come up to me like we'd be having a regular conversation. She'd walk away and come back, and be like, "Oh, what did you?" Excuse me, miss. I got a girlfriend. What you doing? Like, that's cute. I got a mean mugger and shit. And just, like, I don't know, play around with it.
Yeah,
but
that's cute. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I feel for women. And this is the only reason why I feel for women. It's because niggas, it's so hard for y'all for, like, y'all could be really just having a regular conversation. And then niggas would think y'all just trying to fuck.
Because niggas don't get it. We don't get enough love and attention.
Yeah, that's what it really is.
That's really what it is. Because
everything don't be that.
Because don't tell me, like, you can't say certain shit. It's like, motherfuckers don't compliment me regularly. So once you start complimenting, it's like, okay, what you trying to fuck?
She want the dick.
Yeah, like, and, but certain things, also certain things are like keywords, though. Mm-hmm. Like certain, like when they be like love, something like certain mm-hmm. things be like pet name-ish, relationship-y things. So it'd be like, I don't know. It's hard to read it sometimes mm-hmm. because when you say it, it's like, oh shit, is she flirting with me or is she just saying it because she say that to everybody? You know, so I don't know.
Someone thought I was flirting with them not too long ago, mm-hmm. and it was like, this is not that kind of situation. Yeah. Like, how do we even get to this point?
Yeah.
If you think I'm flirting with you, I probably am.
Oh,
I probably am.
All right, Cheryl Dean, and Nicole and a motherfucking Smith.
I'm 30. I'm flirting.
Yeah. She said she's 30 and flirty.
I feel like I'm not dodging shit no mm-hmm. more. Yeah. Like, I'm 30. Like, yeah, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. And if you like catch the drift, then what's up? Let's do it.
Sometimes I can't catch the drift though. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't read the room sometimes. And that's hard. It's hard for me to catch the drifts.
It'd be common sense. It'd be like escaping you.
Yeah. But I'd be overthinking it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be thinking like, because I don't. Sometimes, you know, it's tough being a man sometimes mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in the regards of is you don't want to seem perverted. Yeah. You don't want to seem overly thirsty. And you don't like it's a lot of things that when we do flirt, these are the complications that comes with it.
You got to play it off real nonchalantly.
You want to know what I do? I give things 3 strikes.
OK.
So first time, I don't take it serious. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Second time, it's like, all right.
OK.
Third time. What we doing?
Put that dick in it. Put that dick in it.
Right. Dick talk. No, but for real, like I feel like you got to give it 3 strikes.
Okay.
The first time, don't take it too serious because mm-hmm. you might be doing too much.
Yeah.
Second time, if they keep doing it, it's like, all right, mm-hmm. it's gonna raise an alert in your head. Third time, be like, okay, what's up?
Yeah.
Just be straight to the point.
I also feel like social media has fucked up my ability to flirt. Because it was like, that's how, like, in college, that's how I was flirting. It was
like DMs and stuff like that?
Yes, not even just DMs, but it'd be like some shit on Snapchat. I'd put some sexual shit up on Snapchat and be like, you know, basically match my mood. And the motherfucker'd be like,
yeah.
I don't like when people do that.
Shit, what? I liked it.
I don't like when people, like, post, like, sexual memes and be like, yeah, this my mood.
I post sexual memes on my main story.
That's so, like.
But that's me. Not like it saying depends. It like it's just because if it's funny, sexual,
I'll post that.
I need some head because shit, that I nigga some horny.
That's some wild shit.
That nigga starving, but that nigga starving.
But it's like, hey, I feel like it's relatable, and it's like you don't necessarily got to interact with it if you don't want to, and of course. You do, boom.
I just feel like it's a lot.
Slide to room 301.
It was, I don't know, like, even in the DMs, it's so hard to even flirt in the fucking DMs, bro.
Because it's people don't know how to fucking communicate or have interaction. It's literally like, oh, what you be up to? Oh, really? No, you don't. Not for real.
And then it's like, I ain't going to lie, like, stop basing, like, if I'm, a bad bitch DMs hate to see me coming, because I'm in a couple of them.
Hello.
But listen, don't base it off of, like, what you see on the thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm a good guy. Like, don't be basing it off of what you see on Instagram. Like, you don't like what you see because that's gonna be the first initial. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get to know me through what we going through.
What did you say?
I'm saying my personality. Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm getting real passionate.
Yeah.
Because because this shit, I ain't gonna lie, it's two girls right now. I'm gonna say it's two. I'm gonna post this drop the fucking bombs. Drop the fucking bombs for this shit, yo.
This shit go out to you.
We 9/11.
Listen, it's two fucking girls that I'll make my wife right now.
I'm on your body.
I met one shorty in a location on the East Coast. She's a part of the East Coast, so it's her. And then it's somebody I seen recently. I said, listen, yo. You know who you are. Listen, homecoming the motherfucker, man.
It's a motherfucker.
Homecoming the motherfucker.
Answer that man,
man,
please. He thirsty. You
listen,
girl.
I'm starving. I'm with
you. Hey, chill out, nigga. God damn.
Get this that nigga boy some water. Get this nigga some drink.
Get this nigga out of here, yo.
But just
you gonna scare the fuck out of their ass. This is not going to work.
That nigga on there 10 cents a day for some
nigga
love.
Nigga said, please give me a piece of pussy.
No, I don't even. Just a crumb of pussy,
love
please.
Me.
I just be wanting a chance. I be tired of that. I'm tired of that shit. I be wanting a chance. That's it.
Oh, hell no.
That nigga
stop. Dog tweaking.
All right, so that was just a little bit for our safe space. My last thing I want to get into before we get out of here. Things just overhyping things. I seen on a Reddit post, it was like, what is a TV show that is overrated that people tell you it's like the best thing to binge watch or some shit like that? That's like super overrated.
Power.
I don't like Book 2. I liked when it first started. I liked when Power first started, but I didn't like the Tyreek shit. But every niggas love that shit.
I watched like it's the first good, and y'all. First and second seasons. That's all I
it's
could get
great.
Through. I did not care for it. I'm gonna go on my little Dr. Umar thing real quick.
Mm-hmm.
My little pedestal.
I
just did not like them niggas tearing down that family. It's like you got this husband who's trying to get off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You as a black mom, wife, and everything, you telling this nigga, you need to be in the motherfucking streets. You need to get that
it's
shit.
It's real life,
this and
though.
That.
But was, she
in it. It was lame as fuck. I just hated it. I was like, all right, I'm done.
In her defense, she just wanted she wanted that thrill back.
Yeah.
I don't think she really wanted him to sell
them
drugs.
How thrilling was it when that little girl got killed?
It was exciting to her because she was like, she got.
She was still pussy.
She was giving some pussy to the chauffeur.
And she his
nephew.
Yeah, no, that wasn't
no,
his,
that
nephew.
Was his nephew.
He
that
just
was,
took him in.
Yeah.
But it's like his nephew. Wasn't
that was 50 Cent's
son. That was Kanye's
son. That's like his nephew. And you like, you fingering yourself and shit in the car. You ain't had no
she
respect.
She was freaky as hell and wanted to get mad at him for cheating.
I would have been like, let me smell him while I'm on there. Put them pussy fingers on that steering wheel. Let me smell it while I'm driving like a pine incense.
No, that was
nigga
kind of just sick. It was
ew.
Like, what's wrong with you, bro?
What the fuck?
like
a pine scent? I love pine scents.
Overrated show is, you know, is Game of Thrones. I cannot.
You know,
I hate
you're the only
I hate that shit. I can't
like
get into it. I've been giving it chance.
Yeah.
No, I've been giving that shit chance after fucking chance. The
he
same
you
way
you watched it, nigga. You be lazy. Yeah. You don't have follow through.
Yeah,
that's your problem.
Sit and watch it.
No, you give me a Breaking Bad. You give me
that
some
shit
Stranger
was boring.
No, that,
Breaking Bad,
no,
I could have said
Game of Thrones.
Great,
is literally probably the best show in the world.
Great. I don't understand people who like Snowfall. I didn't get that shit.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, Snowfall. After that man got
shut
that.
Up. Let's just go. Go past that shit. Go,
man. Fuck Snowfall.
Fuck Snowfall.
Like, no, I love y'all. Shout out to them.
All right, so you October wrapping up, but for some reason it's been fucking hot, and it just seemed like it brought out all the fucking flies. It's like, I don't know, at the beginning of this month, I don't know if it's the weather, the fucking leaves dying and shit, and the motherfuckers trying to start eating that shit. But it's nets and everything everywhere. And you know how fucking uncomfortable it is to be in a house with the fucking flies and shit?
Yeah.
You know how you can't even bring guests over and shit? Because the fucking flies is...
I've never had such more hatred in my heart for something. And this is probably how like supremacists think of, like, you know what I'm saying? But I've never had so much hatred in my heart for flies in my fucking life. I think those are one of those insects that shouldn't have never been invented.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they do nothing for me. They're the most disgusting creatures.
Annoying as fuck.
I feel like Trump. They're the most disgusting.
I feel passionate when killing them niggas. It'd be like...
Passionate?
Yes, because it's like... I think of different ways. You got the fucking little spiral little thing. You got the homemade shit, the little fly traps and everything.
Yeah.
But it's like...
You got a fucking chew.
Literally any fucking... But it seemed like them bitches wait until you get comfortable. Yeah. And it's like when you on the couch and you chilling and you watching
TV. Watching a movie or some shit.
Next thing you know, the motherfuckers just flying. And then they get to touching you.
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking disrespectful it is for a fly to touch you?
I think flies don't know boundaries.
They don't.
And that's what it is. And then every time one lands on me, it's like, bitch, what are you trying to say?
Mm.
What are you trying to say? I stink or something? Because I just washed my ass. That's what the problem is with these fucking flies.
Once a fly land on you, you nasty. There's no way to... That fly just called you a bum. Like,
yeah.
The fly said, bitch, you're gross.
Yeah.
And on your gross.
And then it's on top of that. Don't land on my food. Like, you see I'm about to eat. Like, that's what it be. Like,
I'm scooping that little part of the mashed potatoes out. I don't give a fuck.
You're
gross. Yeah, I'm not. I ain't going to lie. Once it touched my shit, I'm over it.
I just paid $16 for this shit. Guess who about to finish it? Not you. Nope. Nigga, I've seen you eat off the ground.
I heard, like, when, like, flies land on you.
Yeah.
Like, they're attracted to things that don't have any hair. And... they're like vomiting on you when they do that.
Yeah, I heard that though. Mm-hmm. I heard that they vomiting and shit like that.
Yep. So when they're on your food, your mashed potatoes, they're vomiting on your mashed
and
potatoes.
And so I picked that little part out so that way I'm not eating it.
But no, it's
what if
damn
it was
on
like,
your
what
spoon.
If it was like a wild vomit? Like, ugh.
I have seen
a drunk vomit.
The little shit that be on there, like when they leave maggots and shit on there. I've seen that shit. Yeah, that shit is gross.
Do you see the vomit? Have you ever seen the vomit?
No,
not necessarily.
Oh, wow.
You be like, damn, my hand wet.
Yeah.
Fucking vomit from a fly.
Motherfucker be trying to break you down and shit.
Okay. Flies is nothing but alcoholics. That's all that shit.
Disgusting as fuck. How about say, if they was on me during homecoming, all they taste is Don Julio.
The motherfucking bees was out during homecoming.
Man,
shout out to Central State for doing the little bee farm thing.
Okay, because clearly.
Yeah, bringing back the bees and shit. We needed the bees.
That's why them bees was out there.
Yeah,
I was swatting the fuck out them bitches.
Stop swatting the bees.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck them too.
We need the bees. The bees are good.
I don't
us.
Be knowing don't the be difference because of the yellow damn. Jackets. The yellow jackets no. and the bees. That's the only thing. Because yellow jackets don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yellow jackets are like frat boys.
Yeah, we're gonna steal some people.
Yeah, we got our yellow jackets.
let's go fuck with people.
Fucking football team of bees.
Yeah.
That's dumb as hell.
Oh, man. So it's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week?
Don't hold in your farts. I've been sitting on a fart for like the whole show.
Yeah. I appreciate
my fucking stomach is hurting.
Because Nas wouldn't.
I'm really getting to the point where I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
We in this little ass room. I'm getting hot.
I ain't going to lie. I'm not trying to, like, you know, but I have held in farts. Like, at work, I've been holding in my farts a little
then
bit
why
more.
Why don't you hold it in with us?
Because I feel like I'm comfortable. And as my friends, I feel like y'all should be comfortable with me enough to smell what the rock is cooking.
No.
Me and Cheyenne trying to get comfortable around each other's farts. It's a process. I'm not gonna lie. Cause she will not fart at all. She won't pass gas in front of me.
Forcing her to fart?
No,
damn.
Not necessarily.
Come on.
I'm like, stop.
Let it out.
Yeah.
Let it rip.
My stomach be hurting. No, I be running to the other room like.
I can't do it. I can't do it. But Reese, what is your positive message to get through the week?
To all my Central State people, man, keep living life. Keep looking beautiful as you guys did this homecoming. Mm-hmm. And just keep glowing up. I love y'all.
Y'all motherfuckers better be listening.
Yeah, because, listen, y'all was all, let me get on the show, let me do this, and none of y'all niggas showed the fuck up when we asked y'all to show the fuck up.
And everybody who said they needed a logo or a flyer, you better hit me up.
Exactly.
Cut my head off.
Where they supposed to hit you up at?
Okay. Hit me up on Instagram at Reese Graphics LLC.
I'll put it in the description so people will know.
He never does.
I'd be forgetting. It'd be a lot of editing.
It'd be your own niggas.
He just don't care.
It'd be your own niggas.
I don't give a fuck. My positive message to get through the week.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have a story.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, so homecoming, I feel like you hear a lot of things during homecoming. You get to meet a lot of people. A lot of different things. You catch up on people. And so this homecoming, somebody was catching me up on, like, they love life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I got a homie that's gay.
Yeah.
And so he was telling me about a situation he was in Atlanta. And I guess in Atlanta, the gays and the studs are dating.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's so progressive. I'm happy for them.
But
that's so progressive.
In a sense, it made sense. It was like, because he was like, oh, I'm not a bottom. I'm a top. I'm a this and that. And he was like, yeah, but I was dating this stud, and we was together for a long ass time. The pussy was all right. It wasn't like, you know, the best thing ever. Yeah, he was like, I like to dibble and dabble here and there, and mm-hmm. you know, it meshed well for them.
Yeah.
And he was like, shit was going good until she brought her strap and her gun to the
her thing. Strap and her gun.
Yeah. And he was like, basically, you can't bring your Glock and your cock to the party. Like, you know, it's either one or the other one.
That's not fair.
Why did she bring her gun?
If y'all gonna keep it gay, keep it gay.
He said he not with that gay shit. I ain't gonna lie.
But he's gay.
He said he don't be with that gay shit, bro. But it was just the
That's so weird.
But I hear that's happening. The studs and the gays are actually like forming alliances.
I mean,
shit.
I can understand it, but why wouldn't he let her?
What would the baby come like?
Because maybe he don't want to be strapped.
Regular. It's still a regular guy and a girl.
He said he's not a bottom.
So did he get pegged? Like, is it like a pegging thing?
So
or he said
topper?
He wasn't with the...
Yeah.
So he just...
I think that's why when she
he just
want to
fuck her.
Yeah.
So he want to fuck women that just look like niggas.
Yeah, and she want to fuck niggas that...
Look like women.
Well, he look like a nigga, but I think she... you know, she want to fuck niggas that fuck niggas, I guess.
But he ain't fucking nigga. He said
he
don't like fucking
he's
niggas.
Fucking... He's just not getting fucked by he ain't the one. He's doing the bending.
Oh, I mean.
But he wants a stud woman.
No, not necessarily. He broke up with her, so obviously he don't want her no more.
So he don't like pussy.
He like it, just not enough to keep it. I guess for him, it's like, you know, that's his cheat snack.
It's prerogative.
It's
yeah.
a cheat meal. It's like,
cheat,
I go get
a
McDonald's.
Cheat meal is crazy.
Yeah, it's yeah. like, after so much of eating how you want to eat,
I get it. Yeah. The cheat meal, that makes sense. We should actually start saying that.
What does cheat meal mean?
Charisse, was you not here with us?
Yeah,
basically,
but...
think of your partner as your diet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your side piece is your fucking
cheat meal.
It's simple as day and night. See, she's always trying to make it deeper mm-hmm. than what okay. it is. That's why I hate this show sometimes. Niggas always be trying.
Because this don't it always feel like a safe space.
Yeah.
You just made
you
it feel
make
really
it...
uncomfortable, Charisse.
Yeah.
More uncomfortable.
More uncomfortable than that man grabbing your ass at homecoming.
And that concludes awkward things.
I didn't even
today.
Get my positive message.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I did. You
we
had a
started
story.
A whole nother topic.
No,
you're right.
We were
started
wrapping
a story.
It up.
What the fuck?
I would say this. You know, I'm out here looking for love, man. That's my positive message to get through the week. I'm out here looking for love. I'm trying to love somebody daughter down. You know what I mean?
What does love look like for you?
It looks like just love. You know what I mean? Just love and peace and love. More love. I just love love. You know what I mean? I can't explain it, but love
watch
just love.
Just watch out for niggas like that who love, but don't want to be in love.
You sound like them jail niggas on TikTok.
Oh, God. I just love, love. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know what it is about
my inmate number is 550-778.
You know what I'm
hit me up.
But for real, if y'all out there, you know what I'm saying?
No.
All right, with that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
I'm Reese.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.
I'm sick of me. I'm sick of me.